It's Friday, the 17th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Foreign-owned companies will be exempted from Namibia's proposed 51% ownership policy, which applies only to locally registered companies and joint ventures with local participation. That's according to local content specialist at the Upstream Petroleum Unit under the presidency, Louise Hangero, who says parts of the industry have misunderstood the policy.
Everyone is a bit worried about the 51% Namibian ownership that we are talking about when we are referring to Namibian entities. And I would just maybe like to provide clarity. We are not requiring the industry to only contract entities that have 51% Namibian ownership. What the policy is saying, the Namibian government is encouraging Namibian partnership, and the Namibian, this Namibian entity, is what we are defining as 51% Namibian ownership, 30% previously disadvantaged Namibians. So we are not saying all the contracts must be given to 51% Namibian owned entities.
South African Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, says Cabinet is pleased with final preparations for the G20 Social Summit scheduled for 18 to 20 November at Nasrec Expo Center in Johannesburg.
Gauteng Provincial Government, supported by the Presidency, also undertakes weekly infrastructure readiness assessment meetings to assess the readiness and gaps requiring intervention as we prepare to host the G20. And all is on course. South Africa is ready to host the G20.
Colonel Michael Randrianirina was sworn in as Madagascar's president on Friday following a military takeover earlier this week after Gen Z-led protests forced former president Andry Rajoelina to flee. Rajoelina, who was impeached by lawmakers after leaving the country, has condemned the coup and refuses to step down. Reuters reports that both the African Union and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres have denounced the takeover. The United Kingdom's Domestic Security Service, MI5, is warning that Britain faces an escalating threat from hostile countries including Iran, Russia and China, while the terrorism risk remains huge. The UK has seen a 35% increase in the number of suspects investigated for possibly working for a hostile foreign government last year alone. MI5 head Ken McCallum.
My teams are routinely uncovering attempts by state actors to commission surveillance, sabotage, arson or physical violence right here in the UK. We're dealing with these threats every day. In 2025, MI5 is contending with more volume and more variety of threat from terrorists and state actors than I've ever seen.
And the University of Namibia is hosting its first ever 5-day national coaching workshop, which concludes today and is funded by Olympic Solidarity to train and upskill 57 existing and aspiring sport coaches from across the country. Senior sport scientist Professor Silas Wilder says it's about improving coaching techniques.
To enhance the coaching skills of Namibian coaches with the fundamental skills related to coaching philosophy, sports injuries, mental preparedness for our coaches and the athletes in Namibia. It's a 5-day course.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.